AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two-thirds been in the affirmative. The bill is passed.
The House voted to override President Trump's veto of a defense spending bill. This is Texas Republican Mac Thornberry.
This vote is about supporting our troops and defending America. While not perfect, this bill does a good job of advancing both.
President Trump rejected the defense bill last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claims were biased against him during his failed re-election campaign. He also opposes language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. The Senate is expected to vote on the override this week. The House also voted to boost the checks going to Americans in the coronavirus economic stimulus bill from $600 to $2,000. Texas Republican Kevin Brady doesn't think this extra money will help.
At this point in the recovery, the fact is it's hard to stimulate a Main Street that's locked down by local politicians. This won't help local restaurants get their workers permanently back.
It's not clear yet what will happen to this bill in the Senate. California Governor Gavin Newsom says Los Angeles County is still a coronavirus hotspot.
12 to 15,000 cases a day just in the last few weeks. It's obviously having a big impact, taking a big toll on our hospitals.
Newsom says a decision may come tomorrow on possibly extending some coronavirus restrictions in California. Georgia had more than 4,000 people hospitalized with the virus, and officials say hospital admissions are increasing at a pace that raises questions about the health system's ability to handle the demand. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was hit with several lawsuits for allegedly covering up decades of sexual abuse among Boy Scout troops in Arizona, marking the latest litigation before the state's end-of-year deadline for adult victims to sue. Wall Street, the Dow, finished up 204 points. This is AP News. The global tourism industry saw turmoil in 2020 as the coronavirus continued to curtail travel. Taxi driver Yigal Zohar in Israel makes his money off driving tourists around, but not this year.
It's like a ghost town. There's nothing. I can tell you with my own experience that I'm not taking any money at home.
Because of a drop-off in air travel, Singapore Airlines served dinners on one of their grounded planes. Lee Lik Hsin is a vice president.
It allows us a chance to engage with our customers at a time when there is very little flying. But we do hope the flying comes back sooner rather than later.
One industry doing well in the pandemic, RVs. Mike Norris sells them.
So you could take an RV, go away with your family, and stay out in a campground or in the woods and be by yourself. And so now the RV industry is on fire.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.